Bill Murphy at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Committee, GATA, with Chris Powell working on behalf of all of our listeners and investors exposing the precious metals market manipulation schemes. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Thanks for getting a hold of me, Chris.
I wanted to start off, if we could, today with some interesting articles coming in from Venezuela. There's talk about this 64% inflation. The Central America, South America have been plagued for decades by currency issues and deflating currencies and, of course, runaway inflation. But this sudden spike over the past few months in Venezuela mirrors what we saw in Russia. Gold has just gone ballistic in this country virtually overnight. I wanted your thoughts on this and whether or not you think what's happening with the bolivar could happen with the U.S. dollar.
Well, it's a great point, Chris. And, you know, these things have been happening in other countries for recent years, but the real key is what they're doing to gold in the U.S., which is the keystone of the whole thing, and it's probably one of the reasons that they keep suppressing the price, and it just goes on and on. I don't know how many times GATA has to point this out, but the United States government and the gold cartel, they keep doing the same things, and I think they're a bit desperate, but it doesn't matter. It goes on. It's affecting the entire gold world.
South of the equator, people are scrambling to get any currency other than their own. How many times has this recurrent cycle happened in that region? You'd think that people would be prepared, but I think it's easy to say that, you know, while we're living in the United States, we have a slower, insidious inflation, whereas what they're experiencing is a grinding, poverty-like inflation.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Chris, and of course, but that's what they're doing. You know, what they do, and, you know, God has been on this case for 15, 16 years. The entire thing is it's a horror show. I mean, I just heard today that, you know, I used to speak at the Cambridge House conferences, and I met Peter Spina and so many great people there over the years, and started there back with Joe Martin way back in 1999, 2000, and what the gold cartel has done is ruined the entire industry. It was pointed out to me today that when I was first there was like 300 people that would exhibit. This latest conference, which is no longer really a gold conference, has 22 people in the junior mining industry there in the gold world. 22 versus, say, 300. So, in other words, the entire thing is decimated, and it's really what's going on behind the scenes, and people don't realize that our industry or the people I've supported God, has supported me. It's a total depression. I mean, it is so far worse than when I started in 99-2000. It's unbelievable. And yet the price of gold has gone from 275 to 1200. And yet what we're witnessing today and what the gold cartel is doing today is far worse.
Even with the breakdown since 2011, gold is up way above the original $250 that we saw around that 2000-2001 nadir. We're almost fivefold above it. And you're right, the XAU is one of the more remarkable charts I've seen, and there's really isn't any great signs of complete capitulation yet, which has just got, I think, all of us scratching our collective heads.
The XAU is where I started. I mean, I know Barrick, and of course, God has had many issues with Barrick, and we pointed out what they did to comply with the gold cartel, and there, if there's any due justice, is that stock is 20-30% below than when I started. That's supposed to be the flagship of the whole industry when I started in 1999. It's less. And, of course, they helped create this whole nightmare, and that's a different subject. But the point is, the gold-silver shares have done nothing as a group, and there's been some great exceptions, in 16 years. It's been a total waste of time. And now, do I think it's going to change? Huge, and it'll be historic. But that's another story.
By the way, we didn't get a chance to thank you for taking time out of your busy Memorial Day today for us. We're actually moving the studio today and tomorrow. We wanted to make sure that we had a show for everybody this weekend. So we're taking some time out of your Memorial Day. So we appreciate that. Also wanted to talk about a Bloomberg story this week, which showed that if China is apparently considering a move to the gold standard, we've heard all about this. We've talked about it on the show with all of our guests over the years. You know, here's a Mainline, one of my favorite news sources, if not my favorite, and they're claiming that bullion would have to soar to $64,000 an ounce 50 times above the current level if China ever decides to take it as the fully backed currency, the yuan, the renminbi, that they may have much larger reserves than expected. Now, the Bloomberg analyst said you're going to need about 1,000 tons to do that. I think that's about what the United States purportedly has, and not including all the swaps and rehypothecation and all the rest of it, that there have been some estimates that China over the next few years could actually, under the table, accumulate enough to pull this off.
The gold world continually underreports the mainstream world, which is part of the gold cartel. It's all a fraud, what they've been doing. I mean, back in 2003, through my sources, reported Chinese buying, and the gold world, GFMS and the other people, and the World Gold Council, did not understand what was going on here. And all of a sudden, China reported, even back then, as little as 1,000 and I don't know, X plus tons. And it was not reported because they refused to account for the secret gold hitting the market supplied by central banks as the best of the price. And this just goes on and on and on. And the good news is, and there's so many things going on with China buying gold, and who knows what they have, what they're going to do, and why. And there's all kinds of stories these days. It's very exciting in the sense that nothing works right now for the gold and silver world in terms of price action. Nothing. No matter how bullish it is, the gold cartel attacks. But the bases in gold and silver are building and building, and it's leading to something sensational. The question is, how long can the bad guys continue to get away with what they're doing? And so all these stories about China, the details are hard to confirm, but the big picture is clearly there. They know what Gata knows. You know, I've spoken to their Chinese Investment Corporation 3 times. The Russians know what Gata knows. And it's going to build to something spectacular, which people aren't prepared for. Short term, it's still a nightmare.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because since 1973, this cycle in the markets from 73 to 80, 87 to 94, 94 to 2001, 2001 to 2008, the next turn in that cycle is 2015. The stock market or the bond market, or usually both, have just taken wallops for, I guess if we do the math on that, 40 years. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I know the, some people yawn when they hear technical analysis, but that cycle, I think, could send an awful lot of this liquidity, if you want to call it that, as hot money. Bill Murphy, tell us more about La Metropole Cafe, please, as well as Gata.org.
Well, people can sign up for a 2-week free trial, see if you like it. And my colleague, Chris Powell, Secretary Treasurer of Gata, does a great job at www.gata.org. You get on that free list, and Chris is all over things. And we're still fighting a good fight, and we intend, as we started 16, 17 years ago now, to defeat the gold car and expose the manipulation of the gold-silver price scheme. We're doing it. The evidence is clear as can be. Someday it's going to lead to the biggest financial scandal in U.S. history when these markets blow up. How long it's going to take, I mean, who knows? But we're not going anywhere, and we're going to be their worst nightmare. So thanks, Chris, for getting a hold of me.
One of your colleagues, one of your contributors at Gata, you know, Andrew McGuire from London, just did a great job on our show a couple of weeks ago. And
we had a conference in London in August of 2011, and he got the longest standing ovation I've ever seen. And it was quite spectacular.
We're going to put up a chart of this Venezuelan bolivar, because I want everybody to take a look at, and I'm going to juxtapose it against the money supply of Venezuela, their M1, and our M1 and M2. And I think people are just, they're going to have their minds blown when they see, it looks to me like the dollar is growing faster, the Fed's balance sheet at least, than it is in Venezuela. So I should have gotten into that, but happy Memorial Day, Bill Murphy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris, and say hello to Peter and Vanessa.
Here is your mining quiz for the day, compliments of Gold Seek. Which company has the largest undeveloped gold reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold. Now, which company has the largest undeveloped copper reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold again. Seabridge has more gold reserves than Kinross, Yamana, and Agnico Eagle. Last year alone, Seabridge added 515 million tons of new inferred resources containing nearly 6 million ounces of gold and more than 6 billion pounds of copper at their giant KSM project in British Columbia, Canada. Now they are drilling at KSM again with multiple rigs in a 25,000-meter program. Find out more by visiting www.seabridgegold.net. Traded on the NYSE, symbol SA, and the TSX, symbol SEA.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.